Hey everyone, this is Mariah from Darshay's Place, bringing you me, the good, the bad, the ugly, showing you how my struggles fueled my dreams and kept me pushing. Thank you and welcome to all the newcomers for Press and Play. I greatly appreciate all of you for taking the time to take this journey with me. Welcome, have a good time, enjoy, and again, thank you. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mariah. How are y'all doing today? What's life like? How are you getting through this pandemic? What's up? Y'all know how to connect with me. Y'all know what I have going on a little bit, I guess. Welcome again to season 5. Y'all, I have been struggling. Ooh, transparent moment. Your girl been struggling, and I've been struggling in a sense of making sure that I'm giving what is needed. Not what I think is needed, but what is needed. And it's been a little journey for homegirl, okay? I have been hearing on multiple occasions a few different words: consistency, affirmation, self-love. So those: consistency, affirmation, and self-love. And I know that I told you guys that I've been going on different journeys. I'm pretty sure you guys remember when I started a self-love journey back in 2020, maybe even when I first started the podcast, right? Truth be told, I have been on this journey, and I think that I thought that it was going to be similar to an overnight success, and truth be told, it's not, y'all. Like, I have literally been just dealing, okay, like, dealing with stuff, and I'm just like, yo, what's up? So, I am to this point in my life where I'm really becoming very much so self-aware. Last year, I was able to pinpoint some things. The end of last year, the beginning of this year, I have really been honing in on self. So let's just head over to the conversation of affirmation. We're going to hit on self-love in a moment, but let's talk about affirmation. So yesterday, I had church, and yes, I still go to church. I currently go inside the building at church, you know. That's my thing. And it is social distancing. Like, most of the rows are not even, they blocked off most of the rows. So, you know, don't be in my business. Don't do that. Don't be in my business. I wear a mask the whole time. I got to praise and worship with a mask on. I got to look at people with a mask on. So, man, y'all business. I be safe. So last week I pushed out season 5, episode 1, which will be episode 69 of just the podcast in general. And then today is this podcast. And so last week I vowed to myself that every morning that I wake up, that I'm going to listen to something positive. And I don't know if you guys have been introduced to Clubhouse, and if you have not, you know, try to get into Clubhouse. Try to get your way in there. Disclaimer: do not get on Clubhouse and join your friends. If you have these people on your social medias, Instagram, Facebook, if you know these people personally, if they are not in rooms that is going to build you up, do not step foot in those rooms. Do not intertwine in those conversations. You have to find your own guidelines to Clubhouse as far as the rooms to go in, the people that you want to be around, and things to that nature. Do not go into Clubhouse with the mindset that this is like every other social media, because it's not. You can actually sit in rooms with some millionaires, some billionaires, and some powerful people. Okay, but they have a lot of great stuff on there, And so I get up and I listen to a group of people, and it's called God Bless Life or Gotta Bless Life. Don't quote me on it. And I listen to them, and they go through prayer, and they go through just testimonies. And I listened to them for a week straight. And it was amazing. And to wake up and say that I didn't wake up instantly and just jump on Clubhouse. I did my morning routine, but in the midst of me like journaling or writing my goals down and my intentions down for the day, I would be tuning in to this Clubhouse and just listening in on what was going on. Every morning I woke up, I put my gospel music on. I listened to my gospel music and I let it just play until I was ready to turn on Clubhouse. And I hit Alexa like, "Alexa, be quiet. It's time. It's another time now, homegirl. Shush, don't say nothing else," right? And of course, Alexa listens sometimes. She's just like a kid, whatever. But that's what I do. That's what I did all last week. And I vowed to myself that I was going to do something, listen to something positive. And a good friend of mine was asking, I send out motivational morning messages in a good morning message. And I tell people all the time, like, no, I'm not looking for a text message back. If you text back, then that's a winner. But if you don't, I don't have no hard feelings, because it's for me to say hello to you. It's not necessarily, it can start a dialogue if that's what you would like, but that's not what it's always about. And so my friends say, who fills you up? Who overflows your cup? Where do you get your motivation from? And that's where me waking up daily to get my motivation. And so that's where I got it from. Now we off the disclaimer, right? Affirmations. I have been hearing that word just about everywhere. And so the pastor today talked about affirmations and talked about affirming yourself, affirming your children, and just speaking life over yourself. And that was another topic I talked about with my friend. Sometimes people don't speak life. Sometimes people's tongues are not even anointed to speak life. And you let people speak over you. You have to know how to dissect what you need and what you don't need, right? And you have to be very careful what you listen to when it comes down to people speaking life over you. And you also have to speak life over yourself to make sure that as you're speaking life over yourself, certain stuff you would be able to discern, baby. You wouldn't even have to worry about it, right? So start with that. If you have children, it is adamant that you find some way to affirm your kids. If you are married, it is adamant to find some way to affirm your husband or your wife. And crazy enough, just by doing a so my daughter had a struggle last semester. Homegirl was going through her emotions. I don't know what homegirl was on. But one thing I don't play about is the school, right? And I don't care if we virtual, in person, on the phone. I don't care. You need to do your work. And she was having experiences. And we had different things going on in our household, too. So I can respect it to a certain extent. And so this semester, she has not had a bad day at school. She has, her lowest grade is a C. And so she'll come in my room and she'll be like, "Okay, Mom, I passed this. Mom, I got 100%. Mom, I got 83%. Mom, I got 73%, whatever, right? And I'm up in here like, "Oh my God, go girl, whoop, whoop, party over here." And I'm just turning up with her. Because one, I need her to make sure that she knows how important school is. Two, I need her to make sure that she knows that I am going to celebrate your small wins. I didn't have that. And I'm still as an adult struggling with celebrating the small wins. Just because she got to be on one class, I'm up in here dang near jumping up on my bed up and down because homegirl is doing it. And she's not, even though she asks for help from time to time, she's not rushing through her work anymore. She's not fussing and arguing about going to school. She is really in tune and intertwined, and I appreciate that as a parent, because sometimes our kids can go astray. Homegirl getting her stuff together. So it's to the point where me and my homegirl was having a conversation about just teaching our kids what love is, and so that they don't go out and look for love in the wrong places. Affirmation starts with that. Affirmation is the beginning of that, and celebrating with our kids their small wins and their big wins. Praying over our children if you're spiritual. Taking our kids out on a date. It's okay to take your kid out on a date. If you got a daughter, it's okay to buy your daughter some flowers. It's okay to be a woman and have to go outside and play catch with her son. You know what I mean? Whatever makes your child feel good, it's okay. So for me, I put off a lot of different things. And I'm like, I'm no longer putting those things off. Me and homegirl finna start going on dates. We finna have mother-daughter time. We're finna block out times where it's just me and her. No cell phones, no outside people, no nothing. Just us. And then we have my homegirl and her daughter, which is another mom to my child. And we're starting to do things together with our kids and making sure that we have relationship with kids so that they're not going to maybe their friends or their friends' moms or a guy or whatever the case may be to get information, to find love, to do any of those things. So I'm starting with affirmation within my household. Right now, I have sticky notes on my mirror. And I'm getting into a habit, so I'm breaking my old habits and creating new habits. And I'm getting into the habit of saying these things on my sticky notes daily or every time I walk into the bathroom. And that's going to be my challenge for this week. Not only is my challenge going to be to listen to motivational stuff every morning, but every time I walk in my bathroom, I take enough time to wash my hands. And while I'm washing my hands, I'm going over the things on my sticky notes. Now your girl is finna add to these sticky notes because it's some things internally going on, and I can feel the growth, and I can feel just the love and the aspiration inside of me. So I gotta write me some new sticky notes, y'all. And then my daughter was supposed to be writing her sticky notes. I don't think she got the memo to put them on her mirror, even though she's sneaking to my bathroom all the time. But we also have those kind of conversations too. Like I'll text her and I'll be like, hey, what's five affirmations that you want to say this week? You know, what are two of your goals for this week? And this is what me and her talk about, you know, together. So affirmations. And with the affirmations, this is what I need y'all to do. And I'm just giving y'all what I'm doing in my household. But I need you to find five affirmations for this week. If you do not have your own bathroom, because that was my struggle for forever, I did not have my own bathroom, that's fine. You need to put it in your space, on your phone. Maybe those affirmations pop up every hour on your phone as a reminder. Or, you know what I'm saying, maybe you got them in your notes, maybe you have them on your calendar, whatever you need to do. And you go say these affirmations. And you look yourself in the mirror. And if you can't go, if you're at work and you can't get in front of a mirror or whatever, you just say them so that you can hear yourself saying these things over and over. I am enough. Oh, time out. Put, for instance, Mariah, I am enough. Mariah, I am loved. Mariah, I can do anything I set my mind to. Mariah, I am worthy. Mariah, I am humble. Mariah, I am healthy. Put your name there and then put the I am. You have to talk to yourself. So now we're practicing affirmations. We're practicing positive self-talk. And we're practicing consistency, right? It is adamant that you change how you feel about you, you find your own identity, and you embrace yourself. What you think about you finding your own identity, embracing yourself. I know that's a word. So that's where we at with the affirmations. Consistency. I'm gonna drink to this one, okay? I'm struggling, y'all. And I mean struggling. There was a point in time that I could get up every morning and get on social media and post. And post with hashtags, post with what them little things called? Captions. And I could do this every morning. And I was literally writing on a sticky note my words of encouragement on a post. I was sending out from my job, right? I was sending out, what that girl was sending out? Emails, writing blog posts at my job, you know, during my downtime. Okay. And here I am. How many years later? 2 years later? Two, going on 3 years later. Your girl is struggling. I can't stand social media for the life of me. I don't like getting on social media. I don't like looking at social media. I don't even like to look at the people that's on my social media. Like, I just don't care for social media anymore. And that's bad for me because I have stepped into some industries that your girl needs social media. But consistency is the key. And I keep hearing consistency, right? And what it makes me feel like is, you know, if I'm not consistent, my gifts is going to just pass me by. And I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to allow my gifts to pass me by. So this week, I am doing a 5-day consistency challenge on Your Good IG. Whatever. I'm not excited about it because I have, not only am I planning, I think right now hashtags is killing me, okay? At first I was like super smart at figuring out hashtags. Now I feel like I got to be so strategic to get a hashtag, okay? I don't know. But I don't like the algorithms and stuff like that. I don't care for all of that stuff. And I think it makes it a little bit harder. And so I'm just trying to beat the odds. And so I'm not too happy about this challenge because it's an actual challenge for me. It's not something that I can easily do. And I have to put some work into it. However, at the end of this challenge, granted the folks that's initiating the challenge has prizes and things like that, but the prize for me will show me that I can actually be consistent and that I need to be challenging myself each week. So this needs to be my challenge, regardless if I win the prize or not. This just needs to be my challenge. So that's where I'm at with it, right? Y'all, consistency in whatever you do is a must. You don't want to be like me struggling with getting on social media, or I would let the day go past and be like, oh, I didn't do a post today, whatever, whatever. Like, I'm pretty sure my podcast could be way bigger than what it is if I was consistent on certain things. Now, I'm not consistent on those things. So I'm brushing clean my slate. And I'm starting and I'm turning over a new leaf, right? So bear with me when it comes down to the consistency, especially on social media. I'm telling y'all this and I'm having this transparent moment because I'm not perfect. And I have literally been realizing so much about myself, so much about the things that I have been dealing with, so much just about life in general. And my podcast is about being transparent. My podcast is about growth. And if I can't be 100 with y'all, then what am I doing this for, right? So I need everybody to challenge themselves to be consistent this week. Not because I'm going on this challenge and I feel like y'all should go on this challenge with me, but because you don't know what you're missing out on because you're not consistent. You don't know who is watching you, who is following you for what you have to offer. You don't know who life you're going to change. And if you're not consistent, how are you getting these things done? How are you getting introduced to these who you don't know? You know what I mean? So it's a matter of just getting your stuff together and saying, hey, this is what I want. And the only way that I can receive it is if I'm consistent at A, B, C, and D. And I got to be consistent at A, B, C, and D because I'm not going to let my gifts surpass me. Okay? So we need to affirm ourselves daily. The goal or the challenge for the affirmation is every time you walk in your bathroom or every hour, every time you get a chance, you need to be saying these affirmations to yourself. If you're not in front of a mirror, cool, fine and dandy. Number two, being consistent, whether you're pre-planning, whether you're doing it at that time on that day, but setting a time and setting something up where you are holding yourself accountable to be consistent. Number three, self-love. I think that's number three. Number three, self-love. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I battle with some things in my life, and self-love, dating myself has been the topic. And I'm like, well, how in the heck do you date yourself? What do you need to do to date yourself? And your girl was over here struggling. Yet again, your girl got some struggles that she's working on, okay? I'm going to drink to that. Okay, now, I was struggling. I am. Because the self-love thing, y'all, I can uplift so many other people, but to apply it to myself be so hard, okay? It'd be something to apply it to myself. The month of February is the month of self-love for me. It's Black History Month, and it's the month of self-love for me because, you know, I'm Black. Black and I'm proud. So what this month is going to consist of is me taking inventory on my triggers, me taking inventory on when my insecurities pop out with dealing with any situation, me taking inventory on how I treat myself and in the way that I go about things. And then on the other side of that, taking myself on dates. I am going to get my hair done this month. I am going to set an appointment with the nail salon every 2 weeks. Your girl likes her toes done and her nails done. But I've been cutting my nails down so I can at least type or whatever until I get, you know, used to typing on a computer with long nails, whatever. What else I'm going to be doing? I am going to take some trips, possibly, this month as well. And so I'm going to do me a little staycation. What that is? My homegirl on Clubhouse, I think her name was Tanisha. Homegirl told me a staycation is when you go to them nice hotels and you Netflix and chill by yourself, nobody else. I mean, by yourself, just you. Uno momento. I mean, no. Okay, bear with me. One person, you. And you go in there and you put your head on the pillows and you sink into that pillow top bed with the white sheets and the white covers and the white pillows. If y'all in Minnesota, hit the Normandy downtown, Minneapolis, one of the best hotels in America. I think it's like $150 for one night, whatever. I did a staycation there once, me and my daughter. It wasn't even by myself, but it was our staycation. This time around, I'm doing a staycation for me. But just going into an area or a space and being by yourself, waking up, taking a bath, go to the swim, whatever you need to do to relax yourself. I am finna date the hell out of myself this month. I'm finna, you know, affirm myself this month. And I'm finna be consistent than a bumblebee looking for some honey, baby. I'm finna be consistent. It's on and popping. That's what I'm on. And that's where I'm at. Those are the three things that have been repeatedly coming into my life this last week. And so what I will say to you all is pay attention to what be going on around you. Listen for key words and key notions and whatever. Take note, because you never know how it resonates with you. I told y'all I was struggling with some things. Now I'm telling y'all how I'm about to change those things. And hello, I need my good people to hold me accountable. And what I mean by hold me accountable, this is what I mean. I mean that I need you to be like, hey girl, your post was supposed to be here at 7. It's about 10 o'clock. Where your post at, honey? You know what I'm saying? And not to be on my head and not to curse me out, but just saying, hey, friend, you okay over there? I know you got a lot of stuff that you're working on this month, but is you tackling it? Baby, you can send me some words of affirmation, okay? I'm going to pray over them before I receive them, but you still can send me some words of affirmation. Anything, and I need y'all to understand that even if your friends or your family members is going through certain stuff, don't be afraid to check on them. It's okay to check on folks, okay? I'm positive it's okay to check on folks. You don't know what folks be going through. So that's my spiel. That's what I'll be working on. That's where I'm headed. And I'm about to get ready to work on some stuff right now. Y'all, I am grateful. I am super, super grateful for just this opportunity to even talk to y'all. Y'all know? Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm about to be out. I love y'all dearly. Oh, and I'm drinking on some lemon, ginger, and peppermint tea mixed together with a little twist of some white raspberry creamer. Off the chain, y'all. When I say off the chain, I mean bomb.com, baby. Yes, I drink my tea like the Irish. You should have called me Irish. Y'all have a good day. Thank you so much. See you later. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. If you truly, truly, truly like that episode, make sure you reach me at Darshay's Place Pod on Instagram. Again, Darshay's Place Pod. That is on Instagram. You also can find me or email me at darshaysplacepod@gmail.com. Twitter, Darshay's Place. Y'all, make sure y'all just reach out. Say hello. If y'all have some ideas for some topics, if y'all would like to come on, whether that is to interview or to just have a conversation about things that you have gone through. If you've been through some of the things that I have been through, you know, let's communicate about that. If you are overcoming some of your struggles in your business or in your life, let's talk about it. You guys can reach out to me. You can always follow me. I always see people that follow me. I always follow back. Geez Louise, what else? I'm on Anchor, so if you have Anchor, you can always leave me a voice message on Anchor. I can always use that, place it on my podcast as well. I'm open if you all are open. I'm here to create space for you all to be comfortable and to hear the good. So I accept. Y'all accept. Have a good day. I love y'all. Enjoy.